A long time ago, a certain man wanted to be close to God, and so he went out to the desert wilderness. He went to a place in the wilderness where it was so hot you could cook your food just by putting it on the stone in the sunshine in the middle of the day. And because this man wanted to learn to pray like Jesus prayed, he decided he would make his home in this wilderness place. And so he knew that the first thing that he should do was to dig a well, because if you're going to live in the wilderness, you have to have water. And so he began to dig, and he dug, and he dug, and he dug, and he dug until he got 1,000 feet down into the ground, and finally his shovel hit water. And then he had to build a pump that could bring that water to the surface. And then he had to go get an ox that would live with him in the desert. And the ox's job was to walk in a circle for many hours every day so that the pump would work and bring up the water. And the ox and the man would have water to drink, and the man would have water for his garden. This garden became an oasis in the desert. It was a green and beautiful island in a sea of rock and sand. And so when travelers came through the desert, they could leave the blistering heat and come to a cool, resting place. And the man was able to grow enough vegetables and herbs in his garden that he could feed himself and his ox and the occasional visitor who came his way. One day, some people came to the desert specifically to meet this man and talk to him about God. And the man was happy to provide hospitality. He made them a meal, and then he decided it would be fun to take them to a grove of date palms where he could harvest the fruit of the desert and share that good taste with these visitors. And so he took them on a little hike. And as they walked over the hills toward the grove of palms, a lion came. Well, you can imagine that the guests were frightened of the lion. But the holy man didn't seem to be bothered by it at all. And he kept right on hiking until he got to the palm grove, and he harvested all the dates. And then he reached out his hand toward the lion. Visitors hid behind rocks. The lion came forward and ate 4 dates out of the man's palm. And then the lion went away. And the man brought the rest of the fruits to his visitors, and they all shared of the goodness of the desert. But they said, having seen this lion and how the lion was friends with the man and the man was not afraid, they said, like this. And now that we see your face, we see that we ourselves are poor in spirit. And they were so amazed by what they had seen in the desert that they told people who told other people. And so the story comes to us today. And we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, when we trust you, the desert wilderness becomes a place of spring. When we trust you, we find friends among all your creatures. We put our hand in your hand, Jesus. We walk in your footsteps, and we feel God's love and care. Amen.